From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. In a moment, he's back, Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And you know the deal. We want to set a record hitting that website. Go to it right now, CriticalHealthNews.com, with your smartphone, with your desktop, and look around. And there's a toll-free number to call when you need assistance from what Ben is going to tell us tonight. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Ben Fuchs, the pharmacist from CriticalHealthNews.com. He is one of a kind. Ben, welcome back to the program, my friend.
George, good to talk to you again.
Do you know much about that cancer therapy drug that I mentioned?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to hear lots about this protein called mTOR. mTOR is a protein that this drug happens to block, but there's a lot of ways to block that protein. You don't need to take a prescription drug. You don't need a chemotherapy drug. One of the best ways to block it is by something we talk about all the time, which is fasting, the ketogenic diet, calorie restriction, exercise. All the good things that we're supposed to do to stay healthy work, at least partially, by inhibiting this mTOR protein. And all the bad things that we do, including eating sugar and high-calorie diets and processed fats, activate mTOR. So mTOR, as it turns out, is the nexus that determines whether we're going to be healthy or not. And, of course, the pharmacomedical model wants us to believe that the only way to block mTOR is by using a drug, no less than a chemotherapy drug on top of all that. You know what else, by the way? One of the best ways to inhibit or deactivate mTOR from a non-prescription way, non-prescription perspective, is to use your favorite herb, George, which is?
Turmeric.
Exactly.
Love it.
It turns out that turmeric is also an mTOR inhibitor, as is green tea, which we talked about the last time we were on the program, and lots of good things that are in fruits and vegetables, as well as nutritional supplements in general, particularly essential fatty acids, omega-3 essential fatty acids.
Ben, I'm hearing a lot about avocados for the heart. What is this all about?
Avocados. There's got to be a God because there's avocados. That is one heck of a perfect fruit. You know, it's a fruit. It's not a vegetable. And it is tasty and it's delicious. It's a great source of fiber. It's a wonderful source of healthy fats. And that's one of the reasons why it's so good for the heart and the circulatory system. The fiber is also very important. Now, there's avocado oil that you can buy in the grocery store, but that's not as good as getting your oils and your fats directly from the avocado. It's almost the perfect food in the sense that there's no downside to eating avocados.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. We are going to start calls very soon, as we do a little earlier when Pharmacist Ben and Doc Wallach are in, because so many people want health remedies. I can't believe, Ben, how many people come up to me wherever I go, talking about Doc Wallach and you giving them tips on lifestyle and longevity.
Well, you know, it's truly an honor to be able to do that, especially through Coast to Coast and for your Coast to Coast listeners. But I'll tell you what, people like myself and like Dr. Wallach, when we know how the body works and we understand what you can do to stay healthy, you can't stop talking about it. You have to help people. You can't just sit and keep this kind of information to yourself. And that's why Doc's been doing it for decades, and I've been doing it for a little less time than Doc has, but also for 40 years or so.
I had a friend of mine who was my television anchorman when I was a news director here in St. Louis back in the 79 to 82 year. Dick Ford just passed away. He was 88 years old. Great guy, great anchorman. But is it safe to say when you get to 88, my dad died at 88, he could have gone longer had he not fallen. Is that a good run?
You know, it's not a maximum run. It's a good run, relatively speaking. You know, it wasn't that long ago that life expectancy was in the 60s, even in the 50s. So, you know, relatively speaking, it's not a bad run. But we're capable of so much more. And as the years go by, the average lifespan is going to keep going higher and higher because of our understanding of nutrition, our understanding of exercise, our understanding of the problems of processed food. I predict that by the year 2050, life expectancy will be close to 100.
Will it be quality, though?
You know, that's another thing. Just because you're living to be a ripe old age doesn't mean you have high quality of life. The trick is to be able to live a long life and maintain your ability to move, to ambulate, your biochemistry to be healthy and to be able to think clearly and logically.
My mother's going to be 94 in May of next year.
She
supplements her whole life, but she drives.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
And I, you know, every time my sister tells me, "Yeah, Mom just went shopping," I went, "Oh my God!" Well, a couple weeks ago, she had a flat tire, and what a great story this is. Some guy just happened to come by and saw her and said, "Oh my God!" You know, he was like 25, 30 years old. And he pulled over and says, "Can I help you?" And then he realizes this lady's in her 90s.
Oh, my God. Is she in a big city?
She lives in a suburb of Detroit. And so, yeah, big city indeed. So he did whatever he could do to get her that other tire put on her car.
Wow.
And then when she thanked him, she wanted to give him some money. He refused. She paid for the tire, of course.
That's a beautiful
But this is the funny part about it is she said, "Well, thank you." And he said, "Ma'am, what's your name?" And she said, "Georgette Norrie." And he went, "Are you George Norrie's mother?" He heard me talking about her on the show.
Oh, that's great. Her name is Georgette?
Yeah. I'm not named from her. I'm named from my dad's dad, George.
Oh, that's great.
All my life when I was a kid, people used to say, "You're named after your mother." You know?
So wherever she goes, they know that that's your mom.
That's her. She's one of a kind. She is one of a kind. But thank you to the individual who helped her out.
Story. Yeah, there's good people out there, George.
And how about you? What have you been up to?
Just doing my thing, working in my pharmacy, doing my skincare, telling people about the longevity products, same stuff I always do.
All right, folks, we're going to take calls pretty soon with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and we are going to take calls with him next hour on Coast to Coast. Anything that's bothering you or tips for somebody you care about, just check in with us with Ben Fuchs. What would you say, Ben, has been the greatest advice you've ever given an individual that you realized really worked?
You know, there's been a lot of them. In the skincare business, it's really cool because you can change the quality and the texture and the health of the skin really quickly. So I've done a lot of good things for folks with skin problems, especially kids who are dealing with acne. And I want everybody to know out there, by the way, if you have acne, it's 100% reversible, 100% reversible. I also had a guy when I first started, working with you on Coast to Coast, who called me, heard me on Coast to Coast, and he had stage 3 colon cancer.
Oh, my God.
And I worked with him. He was a young guy, and completely gone, completely reversed the cancer, and that was very rewarding.
We've got a friend of mine who's got a rash, he says, under his belt buckle that's about 6 or 7 inches long. He's been to a doctor for it. They're testing him right now. He thinks he's got pancreatic cancer. And I'm saying, why would you say that? He said, it's all bruised and it's got a rash on it. Does pancreatic cancer do that to you?
Not necessarily, but it can, absolutely. Any kind of cancer can cause
it. Oh, it can?
Absolutely. Yeah, any kind of cancer can show up on the skin. If you want, I'd be happy to talk to him. If it's a rash that is kind of itchy and bumpy, like it's a surface sort of rash, the first thing I would think about is something that's going on in the digestive system.
Well, he said it's turning black and blue.
Oh yeah, that could definitely be a cancer.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah. I'm not saying it is, but that's certainly.
Well, he's getting checked out for it. Yeah. He's got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and.
Yeah, any kind of circulatory issues that show up as first as rashes, but then convert into some kind of bruising or purpling, need to be looked at for sure.
You know, and I led the program tonight with the death of one of our guests, who is not only was he a great guy, but his going after to protect our grid from the electromagnetic pulse attack, which is a nuke detonated in the atmosphere, Ben, or a solar flare from the sun.
Yeah.
He was one of the leaders of it. He came to us by Bill Forstchen, who wrote the book 1 Second After about that same episode. But he told us about Dr. Peter Pryan. I didn't realize that Peter was only 68 years old.
Oh, that's,
now, that's young.
That's really young, George. Isn't it funny how, like, as we get older, we, you know, these numbers seem like younger and younger when you hear people dying in their 60s. It's tragic, even in their 70s.
Are you having people die all around you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, what's going on?
You know, I don't know. Maybe the world's getting too crazy. I just had a good friend of mine. He was a dentist. He passed away when he was 90. And you know what it shows you, George, is that we don't get a lot of bites at the apple. It really is important to appreciate every moment and to try to stay as healthy as you can. You don't get a lot of time.
No, we don't. We don't at all. I've got a few emails for us, Ben, and here's one from someone that says, I'm suffering from hand tremors, but I don't think I have Parkinson's. What is it?
Well, Parkinson's is just a name. It doesn't really, you know, it's diagnoses aren't as important as symptoms. We like to diagnose things and name things, but it's really the symptoms that count. So whether you call it Parkinson's or whether you call it palsies or whether you call it tremors, doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter is that the body is, the mechanics of the body are not operating as they should. So the first thing you want to do when you have any kind of shakiness is slow things down. There's a stress hormone, you know, I've talked about before called cortisol. When cortisol levels go up, we become shaky. It's kind of like when you drink too much coffee. You know, has it ever happened?
Right.
A Red Bull or a caffeine?
I'm not a caffeine guy.
You're not a caffeine guy. Okay, so anybody out there who's drinking caffeine knows that if you do too much, you get a little bit shaky. And that's a sign that the body's stress hormones are going up. Caffeine kind of imitates stress hormone. So you want to relax things. Folks that have Parkinson's disease, George, never have tremors in the bathtub. You know, you don't have tremors.
Oh, you were telling us that last time. Take a warm bath, it goes away.
Because everything relaxes. And that's the key. When you have any kind of shakiness, you want to slow things down, slow deep breathing, activate the part of the body called the parasympathetic nervous system. That's the rest and digest nervous system. The more time we can spend in this relaxation, rest and digest nervous system, not only the healthier we will be, but the longer we will live. All health challenges, chronic health challenges, are associated with activation of the stress nervous system, the emergency nervous system, which is only supposed to be activated once in a while.
Good points, Ben. Good points. We're going to take a break, Ben, and come back and take phone calls with you in a moment. Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, calls this half hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. We still need to set that record. We haven't done it yet. Go to that website, CriticalHealthNews.com. And, of course, we're going to take your calls next hour with pharmacist Ben. Ben, do you find that children today are healthier than we were when we were kids?
No, I don't think so. There's,
no.
There's a big problem with childhood diabetes and childhood obesity. Literally, childhood obesity. Do you remember obese kids when you were a kid, when you were growing up?
I saw a few.
I don't remember very many. It's a big issue now, childhood obesity. Overweight kids and sedentary lifestyles and smartphones. You know, I mean, since the advent of smartphones, we have a big problem with childhood depression and childhood suicides.
Really?
There's some serious issues now. The world's going through a transition. And I think on the other end of the transition, there's light. There's light at the end of the tunnel is the way I look at it, but it's going to be a little shaky. Remember when in Star Trek, when they went from one warp speed to another, how it shook?
Oh, yeah.
It probably shook. I think we're in that shaking stage right now as we're going from one warp speed to another.
Interesting. Let's hit some phones. They're going to be calling you like crazy. Lori in Modesto, California, to get us started, west of the Rockies. Hi, Lori. How can we help you?
Hey, Lori.
Well, I'm in my 80s, and I was taking the multiple vitamin, and now I'm out of it, and I've gotten real weak to where I can hardly walk. I'm walking very, very slow.
Well, you know what? When you're older, you need to make sure that you're taking nutritional supplements because the digestive system doesn't work as well as it used to, and it's harder for us to absorb nutrients. And what I would suggest for you is liquid nutrition. That's the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Liquid nutrition. Try to get your nutrients from a liquid source as much as possible. In addition to the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you probably want to be making sure you're drinking bone soup, my favorite.
Bone soup?
Bone soup, yeah.
Chicken bone soup, right?
That's right, chicken bone soup. You get the cartilage for your joints, and you get the protein from the chicken. It's super important for building the immune system. So liquid nutrition, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and bone soup, and also a liquid, just straight liquid protein powders would be great for you, too.
And, Lori, when you said you ran out of your vitamin, was somebody buying them for you?
I was buying them, and I didn't get another order in.
Uh-huh. Was it because of money, or you just didn't do it?
I just didn't reorder them.
Okay, well, order them and get them back in business. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, nutritional supplementation as we get older becomes really, really important because of malabsorption issues.
Absolutely. First-time caller William in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show. Hi, William.
Hey, William.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Hope you are okay.
My question is how to shrink an enlarged prostate.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of ways to do it. First of all, Jeffy's got a great product called ProstFX. That's the first thing that comes to mind. Second of all, the mortal enemy of the prostate is fried fats. French fries and potato chips and pizza, any kind of fried oils or fried fats are really problematic for the prostate. And that's one of the main reasons why prostates become enlarged, in addition to excess sugar and excess sugary kinds of foods, fast-burning carbohydrates, fruit juices and breads and pasta. I would be avoiding all those kinds of foods. In fact, treating yourself like a diabetic is probably a good idea. In addition to the prostate effects, you might want to consider the healthy blood sugar pack. Of course, everybody knows about saw palmetto.
That's the main ingredient,
right?
Isn't it?
That's the main ingredient in the prostate effects. There's also another mineral that's really important for the prostate, zinc, and also selenium. You might want to try the ultimate selenium from longevity. And then there's a really interesting fat, a steroid, a natural plant steroid called beta-cytosterol, which is like a miracle for treating prostate, enlarged prostates, and also for men who are starting to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, waking up several times at night. Beta-cytosterol, which is, I'm pretty sure, is also in the prostate effects, is wonderful for the prostate.
And William, if you miss any of this, call this number because they're taking notes with what Ben is saying. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO, and hope you can help you out. Ben, let me ask you a question. Some people who have prostate cancer have the prostate removed. Others, the doctors don't remove it. Why and why not?
Well, you know, depending on how far the cancer has progressed, if they're worried about metastases, worried about the cancer spreading, they'll take the prostate out. But they can also insert little pellets in the area, and the pellets secrete medication that helps with the prostate. I would personally avoid having surgery. You know, any kind of surgery comes with risks. Not only risks, life-threatening risks from surgeries, but also the risks of the development of scar tissue and fibers that can cause further problems down the road and lead to chronic pain issues. So surgery should be a last resort. Of course, if you have cancer and they're worried about spreading, that is a last resort. But if you can avoid surgery, I highly recommend that you avoid surgery at all costs. If you can avoid it. If you can't avoid it, you can't avoid it. But if you can, you should.
If one little cancer cell that you can't even see escapes and moves on to another cell, what happens?
This cancer spreads. That's why you have to be really, really careful when they take out tumors and when they take out cancers, because absolutely they can spread.
It gets in your blood and travels, I guess, too, right?
Cancer is a real smart enemy. You know, the cancer cells have evolved to be able to evade the immune system in the body and even to evade drugs and chemotherapy. And this is one of the reasons why chemotherapy is notoriously unsuccessful, because cancer cells are smart. The way you deal with cancer is, number one, prevent it. Number two is to reduce the load on the body. A cancer cell, and we talk about breast cancer and prostate cancer and skin cancer, really, it doesn't matter where the cancer is. It matters that the cancer is. Whether it's in the skin or the prostate or the bone or the liver is not as important as the fact that cells are so freaked out, they're so under duress, that they have reverted back into an ancient way of performing, which is like a bacteria. And a cancer cell is like a bacteria. All it does is grow and divide. It doesn't form organs. So what we have to understand is cancer is not a genetic issue. It's a metabolic issue, meaning it's a biochemistry issue. And it's a sign that a cell has been starving, it's been suffocating, and it's been toxified for so long, it doesn't know what else to do except to revert back into this primitive way of being. And by the way, we all get cancer every day, but usually the body has an ability to excise that cancer. When somebody has a full-blown disease, what it means is that the body hasn't been able to excise all of the cancers, and some have escaped.
We have your text and tweets. Tom, what do we have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, Janine in Hartford, Connecticut says she heard you talking about avocados, and she wants to know if the benefits will be the same if you eat them when they're not fully ripe.
You know, that's actually a great question. Some of the benefits will stay the same. Some of the phytonutrients will break down as the avocado ripens. So the best bet is not to let it get too broken down. Not to let the avocado fruit get too broken down, but you do want to have it not mature, edible. You don't want it really hard. So there's kind of a sweet spot. You don't want it not oxidized, but you don't want it too oxidized. You want it kind of right in the middle.
All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Nicole in Portland, Oregon, on the wildcard line. Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the show.
Hi, George. George. Hi, Dr. Ben. How are you guys?
Pharmacist Ben.
Hi, it's Pharmacist Ben. He's not a doctor, but that's okay.
Oh, well, sorry.
That's all right.
I have a question regarding hair loss. About a year ago, I had a total colectomy.
I'm sorry, what did you have?
A total colectomy.
Okay.
Yeah, and since then, I have been suffering with major hair loss. And it's not just breaking, it's the follicle and everything. And my scalp is burning so bad.
They took the whole colon. Okay, so here's the deal. In your colon, you have bacteria that help your body process estrogen. When you're not processing estrogen correctly, your hair will come out. And this is what happens when, after women have a baby sometimes.
Interesting.
Or when they're in menopause sometimes. In your case, you're not going to be processing estrogen. Did they put you on estrogen replacement, by the way?
No, not after my surgery. I have thyroid issues because I have Hashimoto's as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
So I've been on thyroid medication.
Yeah, that's all related to your estrogen. Hypothyroidism happens in women 90% of the time. Why is that? It's because of the relationship to estrogen, female hormone, and the thyroid. When your estrogen is thrown off, your thyroid will eventually be thrown off, and that's where the ultimately where the hair loss comes from. You may want to ask your doctor, number one, about estrogen replacement or about checking your estrogen levels. And number two, essential fat, and this is true for anybody who's dealing with HRT, hormone replacement therapy, or estrogen issues, essential fatty acids act like estrogen. They act like steroid hormones. So everybody should be on the Ultimate EFAs, in my opinion. Ultimate EFA Plus probably is a little bit better for longevity. Everybody should be on that, especially if you're dealing with skin issues or dealing with cardiovascular issues, and also if you're dealing with hormone issues. They act like a natural form of estrogen. There's also another hormone that you might want to consider, and this is a hormone that most people, as we get older, we don't make anywhere near as much of this hormone. It's called progesterone. And you might want to ask your doctor about progesterone and estrogen, and I would absolutely get on the Ultimate EFA as soon as possible.
And what about men, Ben, in terms of that?
Same deal. Men make estrogen, too. In fact, men make estrogen in their body fat. You know, you ever notice how as sometimes when men get older, they lose their edge, kind of. They're not sometimes aggressive guys when they were younger are not so aggressive when they're older. That's because they're making more female hormone, and they're making more female hormone in their body fat. And women actually also are making excess female hormone in body fat. So losing body fat is very, very important if you're worried about hair loss for women, or if you're worried about feminization for men. So for hair loss for men, I would consider it to be more of a blood sugar issue and a testosterone issue, and there's a whole bunch of strategies you can use for that. Testosterone is antagonized by elevated blood sugar. So the more higher your blood sugar is and the more likely you are to have diabetes, the lower your testosterone is going to be. So that's another reason for supplementation and also for getting off of the sugar, getting off of the carbohydrates, and losing body fat. I would be, for men who are losing their hair, one of the best supplements you can use is zinc. In fact, zinc is also, as we talked about earlier, very important for the prostate. And it turns out that prostate issues and hair loss issues go hand in hand. And men who are more likely to have prostate problems are also more likely to have male pattern baldness. And usually this happens in men who had acne when they were kids. They're all related to each other, and it turns out that zinc is good for acne, it's good for the prostate, and it's also good for hair loss.
Doc Wallach says that those people who have premature gray have a copper deficiency.
Yeah, copper is important for pigmentation, the pigment melanin. And by the way, George, when you and I talked on Beyond Belief, I talked about melanin a little bit. It turned out that that little clip that I talked about with melanin went viral. The rapper,
oh, did it?
Yeah, Chris Brown put it on his Twitter feed or website or something, and it ended up going viral. Melanin is a pigment that is stupendously fascinating. It's used in computer chips. It's electrically active. It's one of the reasons why melanoma is such a severe form of cancer. Well, it turns out that the melanin, the pigment that we make in our skin and we make in our hair, is requires copper for its production. And as copper levels drop, you're more prone towards having gray hair. Of course, there's other reasons why hair will lose its color, but copper deficiency can definitely do it too.
We're with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, folks. And, of course, the toll-free number to call for assistance. That's things that Ben talks about that you may miss because you're driving or you're in bed. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And again, Ben, I can't thank you enough for the time you give us.
It's a total honor, George.
Every 6 weeks that you pop on, Doc Wallach within 6 weeks, and you rotate every other three weeks. But thank you both.
Thank you, George, for letting us do that.
We have time for one more quick call, then we've got another hour to go of phone calls. We're going to go to Blair in Sedona, Arizona. Blair, you're back in Sedona, huh?
Oh, no, no. I still said Phoenix. I guess Tom is just used to saying Sedona.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, before I talk to Pharmacist Ben, 60 Minutes had a lead story on August 28th, this Sunday, on the grid. And they talked about Grid Security Now, which is a web page they put out. Just put that out there maybe for a future guest, George.
Okay.
Pharmacist Ben, keeping in mind we're not at the mercy of our body chemistry, and it's always our own decisions causing the things that happen to our bodies, comment more about a constantly full colon in men's urinary and prostate health. It seems to be a theme this week tonight.
I'm not sure what you're asking about, a constantly full colon. You're talking about overeating, excess calories?
Well, basically talking about people that basically are constipated a lot.
Ah, I see what you're saying. Constipation. Yeah, constipation.
That was a problem that Elvis Presley had.
Yes, he actually died trying to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it is a serious, serious problem because toxins are eliminated through the bowels. And when you're constipated, all those toxins recirculate. And that's a serious issue. Not only that, but when you're not eliminating waste effectively, the bacterial population sort of changes species. You have different bacterial species in your colon, and it can cause all kinds of problems, including, God forbid, colon cancer. So eliminating through the bowels is extremely important, and there's lots of ways to do it if that's an issue for you. The best is vegetables. Everybody should be doing at least
fiber.
One serving of vegetables every day. I'm sorry?
Fiber.
Fiber, exactly, making sure that you're getting enough fiber. Vitamin C, as it turns out, is a wonderful laxative. Well, I should say it's a wonderful laxative. It's an effective laxative, and so is magnesium. Magnesium, in fact, is in laxative preparations, and it helps open everything up. That's why magnesium is such an important blood pressure supplement.
What do you think of probiotics, Ben?
Probiotics are a must-have. In fact, that's another thing, is getting on a good probiotic supplement. Longevity, by the way, has an awesome probiotic supplement called the Nightly Essence. And not only is it important for digestive health, but it turns out for mental health as well. There's a relationship between the bacteria in your gut and how you think. In fact, if you have the wrong bacteria in your gut, George, check this out, you'll actually want junk food.
That's exactly right. Ben, we're coming back. Another hour calls with you next.